Forever Fab, a tribute to the Beatles. Plus, a musical journey through the 60s with 60s Mania. You'll love the music and
the memories.
February 17th to the 19th. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone. 702-797-8055. Forever Fab. Plus, 60s Mania at the South Point.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I love being able to say this. I really honestly do. I do. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. Kevin Wall with you. It is live and local on the day after Super Bowl 57. Just for the record, the Chiefs won. And by the way, the next one is Super Bowl 58, and it's going to be right here in Las Vegas. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Lottie holding very patiently. We thank you for that. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on live and local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I'm doing a blast from the past, and before you got here, I think it was between 2005 and 2007, you know, a lot of people complain that this isn't the town it used to be when the five families had control, and it certainly isn't the safest place on earth anymore, not to mention the traffic reports. All you have to do is look at all the ambulance chasers we have now. My point is, I got to talk radio. I got to talk to Governor Gibbons, Republican, and we had this problem back then, 2005 to 2007. I can't remember, but I asked him. I said, Governor Gibbons, who stays in jail, the thief or the drunk? You know what he says to me? He says, it's not that simple. You deal with that, Kevin. I'll never forget that. You take care, buddy.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I want you to hear from Chad Wolf. If you don't know who Chad Wolf is, he's the former acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security under Donald J. Trump. This was his reaction. We're getting reaction to the shootdown just over the weekend of an object. We don't know what it was, but it was over Lake Huron in the United States. This was Chad Wolf. Listen to him.
Obviously, the threat is ongoing. We still continue to see these objects, so we know that they're continuing to test us.
Yeah, the Trump high-level Trump administration officials echo exactly what you just said, that the White House under President Trump was not alerted about these, that apparently they were like lower level or they more briefly came over the United States. That clearly is troubling. What do you think should happen next in terms of China continuing to send these over or whatever these are from?
Well, it is troubling that, you know, we didn't know about it or it wasn't at least brought to our attention. Look, what should happen next is obviously the Biden administration, if these are Chinese, obviously the one shot over the Atlantic was China origin related. I don't know what the other three are. But if they are from China, obviously we need to engage them diplomatically, but also need to make sure that there is a repercussion for this. This isn't acceptable. They need to know it's not acceptable. So I think the Biden administration first needs to be honest with the American people, needs to come out and explain what these objects are, what their intent was. Is there a threat to the homeland? And then what is the response of the U.S. if this is specifically towards China or another adversary?
Yeah, Chad Wolf, I love that. The president needs to let us know. Coming up, Scott Pressler will join us. He's the founder of Early Vote Action. They're going to have a big event coming up tonight at the Ahern. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 132 right now, as we check out your conditions on area roadways right now, heavy congestion through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially southbound. That's through the construction zone between Oakey and Tropicana for the most part. Looks like you're averaging about 40 miles per hour through there. You'll touch the brakes on the Southern Beltway 215 westbound at the airport connector. Crews are on scene cleaning up that earlier incident we were telling you about the last time. That's US 95 northbound at Southern Rancho. They're moved off to the right shoulder, though, but still use caution through there. And watch for a crash eastbound Desert Inn at Nellis.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. The Kansas City Chiefs are Super Bowl champions for the second time in 4 years after beating the Philadelphia Eagles 38-35 last night in Glendale, Arizona. The Chiefs were down 24-14 at the half, but Patrick Mahomes of Kansas City rallied back. Mahomes with a pair of touchdown passes in the fourth quarter. He also scrambled 26 yards on the go-ahead drive before Harrison Butker kicked a 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds remaining for the win. Mahomes named Super Bowl MVP for the second time in his career. He was also recently named NFL MVP for the second time. Mahomes now the sixth player to win multiple Super Bowl MVP honors. The field itself was an issue the entire game. Players from both teams had a hard time keeping their footing. Many changed their cleats early in the game. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
The spring preview event has arrived with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory now through Tuesday, February 21st. Discover fresh styles for the season, rooted in denim and utility. Explore more at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store or online.
Attention small business owners. You may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID. An easy 10-minute call to Omega Accounting Solutions could save you thousands. Call now, 800-300-9ERC, or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A. is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B. is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C.'s Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. NA member FDIC.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's been since the year 2020 that I've been using this show to try and nudge Republicans all across the state to do something that may be a little foreign to them, and that is things like ballot harvesting that are, you know, formerly criminal felonies, but now are the law of the land. And people have been bitching about how horrible it is, and it's, you know, our elections are being stolen that way, and blah, 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 blah. And I've been telling them since 2020, why don't we as Republicans find a better way to actually do ballot harvesting and drop boxes and any of the other stuff that they come up with? We need to be able to do it better. We have great minds in our party, and it just makes a lot of sense. And a lot of people have talked about it. And finally, we got people that are now, I think, married to the idea that we're just going to have to do that we're just going to have to do it better. Big event coming up at the Ahern at 6 o'clock tonight. Leaders of groups from the Clark County Republican Party to the Nevada Republican Club, folks who are very active in the Republican Party. And the guy that's going to be leading the band tonight is Scott Pressler. He is the founder of Early Vote Action, and he joins us. Scott, first of all, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. I know this is a busy day for you. I'm glad you could find some time for us. This is going to be a major event that's going to be coming up tonight.
Absolutely. And Kevin, thank you so much for having me. It's nice to be back in Nevada. And yes, we're leading the charge, and we are going to be doing some ballot harvesting of our own to make sure that Republicans win this year and beyond.
What is the Early Vote Action?
So this is an organization dedicated to what I would say is an all-of-the-above approach to voting. Yes, we're going to continue to have Election Day voting, but look, it's my contention that Republicans are not going to win in 2024 to win the presidency unless we also engage in in-person early voting, mail-in voting, absentee voting, and yes, where legal, because it is legal in the state of Nevada, do ballot harvesting of our own in order to win the presidency.
Now, let me just ask you, I asked countless candidates in the midterm and even in the 2020 elections, I asked folks all over the place, When should I vote? Should I vote, you know, early voting? Yep. Should I vote by mail? Should I vote, you know, old school on election day? I love going on election day. But we had, you know, we had a foot of snow up in northern Nevada on election day. So well, what is the answer to that question?
Well, it's a variety of things. I mean, look, number one, people need to understand, you know, the reason why we weren't really pushing ballot harvesting, early voting, et cetera, in 2020 is, quite frankly, look, the base wasn't ready for that. It took losing in 2022. It took the losses in Arizona that on election day, 30% of machines in Maricopa County had tabulation errors. And I think people now understand we can't just wait for election day, because had we voted early in person, had we done more mail-in voting, had we done absentee, I believe Carrie Lake would be governor today had we utilized an all-of-the-above approach to voting. And so while I understand the fight for election integrity, the fact of the matter is we first must win and use every legal tool available at our hands. And then once we win, then we can provide for additional election integrity. But even look, you hit the nail on the head. Look at the state of Nevada. Adam Laxalt, he only lost by 7,000 votes statewide in Nevada. And yes, on election day, we have a snowstorm. How many people were disenfranchised because of inclement weather? We don't know.
And that's the problem. We don't know. Again, Scott Pressler joining us. He is the founder of Early Vote Action. Tell me what's going to be going on tonight, 6 o'clock at the Ahern Hotel.
Yes, 6 o'clock, Ahern. We're uniting all of the forces across the state of Nevada. We want to work hand-in-hand with everybody, that it doesn't matter who the nominee is, in my opinion. We're building an infrastructure so that, number one, on day one, when ballots drop in 2024, we're going to have a machine go from voter registration to ballot collection, that no matter who is the GOP nominee, we're going to have those Nevada 6 electoral points make sure we have a Republican president. So tonight, I'm going over voter registration, how to do it legally, because in order to ballot harvest, well, somebody first has to be a registered voter. And there are hundreds of thousands of unregistered voters here in the state of Nevada that we need to become active voters, get them to register as Republican, and get them on the rolls. So that way, I'm also going to talk about ballot harvesting, where to do it, how to do it. And again, in the state of Nevada, it's legal. There are no limits to it. And it would be asinine for Republicans not to utilize such a technique.
Do we need to also be purging the rolls? I mean, there are tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in the state of Nevada who are registered, but they're dead. And I guess my question is purging the rolls going to be important too?
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, I was just with a county clerk in Reno, Nevada, because I was very blessed to do an event with the Republican Women of Reno, and they just flipped the Carson City County Clerk seat from blue to red. And I can tell you that is a priority to make sure that we have clean voter rolls. And to everybody listening, I want you to be encouraged that the majority of county clerks in the state of Nevada are GOP controlled. And correct me if I'm wrong, but your governor that we flipped from blue to red, Lombardo, he has also made it vocal that he is supporting clean voter rolls as well. So it's important that we have those county clerk seats in preparation for 2024. And the great news is the majority of them are GOP controlled.
That is absolutely great. I've had some people say, yeah, it would be great to be able to do something with ballot harvesting, but this is something that costs tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, maybe millions of dollars nationwide. It's too expensive. The Democrats got tons of dough. They can throw a lot of money at this kind of a problem. We don't have that. First of all, does it cost us money to do a ballot harvesting?
Well, it's going to definitely require volunteers, boots on the ground. And yes, it is going to require resources. But that's why we're coming in, because with all due respect to the GOP, they don't have these early voting infrastructures. And so in addition to your great state of Nevada, we are also focusing on Arizona, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And if we are able to win all five of those states, in addition to the traditionally Republican states, we're going to win the White House in 2024. And I'm not going to say this is going to happen, but I'm just saying, according to the math, we could still lose, for example, Michigan and Georgia. And as long as we win those five states I just mentioned, we win the White House. So we're going to do the job. We're coming in to complement the Republican Party on something that hasn't been done to make sure that if they're not able to raise those resources, then we are, and we're going to provide for early voting, ballot collection, and make sure that we lock in those votes early for our Republican candidate.
Do you have the support of the Republican National Committee? Ronna McDaniel just ran for re-election and won it easily as chair of the Republican National Committee. Have you reached out to them, and can they help you? Can you help them?
Well, I want to make it clear, although I was supporting a different candidate, I'm a Republican. I love our party. I believe in its values and the principles of freedom and limited government. And yes, if Ronna McDaniel does reach out to me, I have my door open. I have my arm extended to connect and work with as many entities as I can. So that door is always open. Now, there are some laws when it comes to who is FEC related. Now, we are a super PAC. Earlyvoteaction.com is a super PAC. However, we can work hand in glove with 501c3s, c4s, other PACs. And we're actually going to be meeting with, for example, Turning Point Action when I come to Maricopa County in Arizona. So this is the time. Let's do what the Democrats do and have all of these 501c3s, 4s, and PACs work together in order to unite forces for 2024. That's the goal.
And again, that event tonight at the Ahern, 6 o'clock, leaders of groups from the Clark County Republican Party to the Nevada Republican Club, elected officials, a lot of folks going to be here. I know you have limits on how big the room is. Can anybody get into this thing? Is there a charge? Is it free? What?
This is absolutely free. We are extending the opportunity to everyone. And you can RSVP with us. While we're expecting a large crowd, it's also a large venue. So if you want more information, please go to earlyvoteaction.com, and you're going to click on events, and you'll see the event for the Ahern tonight in the Emerald Room at 6 p.m. But everybody is welcome to join us.
And how long will the event be? Will it be a bunch of speeches? Will it be videos? What?
It's going to be approximately, I would say, 2 hours total. You're going to have me present probably for about an hour and 15. But the most important thing is we also want the opportunity for people to network, to grow, you know, because it's a very transient area. So we need Carson City people to connect, Reno, Las Vegas, et cetera. So I would give it about 2 hours, and it's going to be me doing a presentation. And trust me, it will be kind of like a comedy show, too. It's not going to be boring, I promise.
It'll be fun.
And I'm going to go over voter registration, ballot collection, how to get out the vote, and how to win in 2024.
And I'm assuming would-be candidates would be wise to be there and to soak all this
Absolutely.
Up. Am I right?
Yes. And all of those mama bears and dads out there, please come join us, because we need to build the bench here in Nevada to have city council members ready to go, school board, state house, state senate, because 2024 isn't just about winning the presidency. We want it all. I want those congressional seats. I want to flip Susie Lee's district from blue to red. I want to make sure that we are flipping the legislature so that now that we have Governor Lombardo, we'll be able to legislate in 2025 and truly harness and wield power in a conservative way here in the state of Nevada.
And again, tonight, the Ahern Hotel, 6 o'clock. This is going to be a major, major event. If you care about the integrity of the vote, rather than whine and cry about, ballot harvesting, this is something we need to do. Scott, it is great to visit with you. If folks want to know more about your organization, where do they go?
Please go to earlyvoteaction.com. You can also visit my Twitter, at Scott Pressler. My DMs are open, so feel free to slide inside in the most wholesome of manner. And, Kevin, thank you for having me, and I'm so looking forward to seeing everyone tonight at the Ahern at 6 p.m. in the Emerald Room.
Big event, big event. Scott Pressler, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a nice day.
Scott Pressler, the founder, Early Vote Action. Be there tonight. Find out. Don't complain. Don't complain about ballot harvesting. Let's do ballot harvesting better. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free.